Please sit down. I will never forget, I'm from Nicaragua, Central America. I will never forget 1979. I was in my second year in the School of Medicine in León, Nicaragua. And then the new Sandinista government took power in 1979. And that gospel was misused several times by priests. I remember that part of the revolution consists in priests preaching, help the poor, teach the poor, be part of the poor. If they do not accept, do what Jesus said, hurt them. Kill them. And was a lot of injustice because the proclaiming of that three priests. One of that priests, as a matter of fact, when John Paul II came and he was coming down from the plane, he immediately tried to do this, and Holy Father said, no, straight your condition with the church, John Paul II. Because they was talking something different from the gospel. They was trying to make a fifth gospel, a gospel that Jesus will never proclaim. Gospel of hatred. And because many people heard that misinterpretation of the gospel, that was taken as an excuse to hurt a lot of people. And the bishops was proclaiming, no, it's not right what they say. Holy Father sent an excommunication for the three of them, but they keep preaching because immediately the government made them Minister of Culture, Secretary of Culture, Secretary of Education, and Secretary of Foreign Affairs. God. In that particular moment, another bishop was proclaiming in the Vicariate of Bluefields, in the Atlantic coast of Nicaragua, where 90% is Indian people, where it's more than 12 dialects, where it's the humble of the humble. He was preaching, pray, do your best. Be a man of peace, love your family, come for baptism. And he has had the conversion of all the Indian people that we call minorities, because there were Indian, blacks, and many other people from the Atlantic coast to Jesus Christ. But part of their education as an Indian is they never do violence. And as soon the communists came, or the Sandinista, whatever you want to name them, the first thing they do was the obligatory military service. Everyone 18 years old and above have to go 2 years, wherever they send you. Eventually, that came down to 14 years old. And young fellow was taken away from houses or school to bring them to military service. I was the medical doctor of that kid. But at this moment, I'm not preaching about that. I'm preaching about the other bishop in the Atlantic coast of Nicaragua, in the Vicariate of Bluefields, preaching about Jesus is peace. Jesus will never ask you to hurt anyone. Jesus is protect your brother. Jesus is always helping others. But if he's not agree with you, you should never try to hurt him. You should never try to accuse him in the authority in order to hurt him. So authorities came and asked the Indians, you have to come to the military obligatory service. And they said, no. It's not civil war here. We don't see anything. We are men of peace. Indian people is the most peaceful men. They're just going to the river, they fish, and they sleep all day. And the woman do everything. But anyway, they are men of peace until today. And they said, oh, you don't want to go? Boom! They start killing them. And the bishop was desperate to hear that. The bishop was crying. The bishop was saying, no, it's not possible. At the end, bishop walked away with 7,000 of these Indian people walking from the North Atlantic coast to Honduras, Central America, that is the near country. They tried to kill him. They told us, the community, that the anti-government has killed him. And 4 days later, he came to Honduras and said, no, 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 I'm still alive. You tried to kill me. You tried to silence me to proclaim Jesus. And when we get the three readings today, we have a message that is, the Holy Spirit has been since the beginning of the creation, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but also the evil spirit has been present. And many times they took part of the gospel of the Bible, and they tried to make that their flag. And in Nicaragua, they use something that says, defend the poor, defend the poor, defend the poor. You could hear that. And if you're not on favor what they say, they bring that crowd of people, defend the poor, defend. And they destroy the house, they burn the house. And it's possible they kill the people from that house. It was, or you belong to them, or you don't belong to them. But if you don't belong to them and you are not agreed, they hurt you, they kill you. As a matter of fact, I was already involved in this. I started to have some kind of vocation, and I was telling the school of medicine, I was in second year, listen, brothers and sisters, this is not correct. What the preaching is not correct. We could not go and help the poor and try to heal them. And if someone is talking about the government, we have to run and tell them what we heard. No, we are not like that. A good friend of mine told me, shut up, Jose. Shut up. They will kill you. They will kill you. I'm still alive. But many friends, they are in heaven. Because that, when we're preaching in the name of Jesus, we need to say exactly what the gospel says. And we will never try to hurt anyone. We will try to make it a better person, a person that is filled with the Holy Spirit, temple of the Holy Spirit, a person, a human being that is above all the creation, more important than angels. Each one of us is God's more perfect creation. Each one of us, before we are conceived in our parents, was made by the hands of God. So in the same moment of conception, God sent His Spirit, we call soul, to that just conceived new human being. That new human being, it is not yours. Be careful. It has God. It's the totality of that cells. And for us as a Catholic Church, we will never accept to kill a person, no matter if you are 2 hours, 1 week, or whatever. Because God in His full existence is there. Since the beginning, we are temple of the Holy Spirit. It's to try to kill God. It's try to hurt God. It's try to proclaim another gospel. And who we are to try to confront God. Are we little gods here? Who we think we are? We make law that eventually becomes law. And they could destroy. So today I remind every Catholic, before all nationality, before being Nicaraguan or be American, because I'm an American, I'm Christian. And before obey any law, I have to obey the full gospel that is written there if I want to keep calling myself Christian. Because I will be judged to every single word that is in this gospel, not what is said by this and that. And we need to be very careful never to hurt anyone, neither since this moment of conception, neither if it's elderly, neither if anyone, but to make it a better human being. Try to help that human being. Christian means be honest, helpful, always say the truth, always protect others, always understand the needs of others, always be ready there to bring God to that person. Because when we talk according to the gospel. We preach according to what we have prayed in the gospel. We are another Christ on this earth. In this 26th week of ordinary time is only one teaching. Yes, since baptism, you are prophet, king. What else? Prophet, king, and priest. Each one of us. That means that we have the authority to proclaim God, to proclaim Jesus, or to proclaim what is truth and what has been taught by the church. Don't try to make another book in the Bible. Don't try to make the fifth gospel by yourself, trying to think that Jesus, maybe he was trying to say, no. Catholic follow the teaching of the church, period. That's it. We are very strict, obedient to follow the church in every teaching. We are persons who are accustomed to try to defend our own holiness. We don't want to see Jesus Christ at the end of our life. I want to see Jesus today, this Sunday. I want to walk with him every day. I want to enjoy my life walking with Jesus, with the Holy Trinity, with the Blessed Mother. I want to think that when I pray, I could see myself, where I would like to see myself in 3 years, what myself will be in 5 years. I would like to dream, and I present all the dreams to the Holy Spirit, because to me, maybe that will be impossible. But for God, nothing is impossible. And I know that if I follow with discipline everything the Lord is telling me, every time that I'm teaching, I will obtain my goals, because he's always listening. No matter what time, no matter who you are, any time of the day, if suddenly you are in problems and you say, Jesus, are you there? Immediately, the entire heaven is paying attention what that man or woman in Austin, Texas, in Burnett Road, will ask, will pray, because you need us to be in this world. You were created by God. And the only way that you could be happy in this universe is when you decide to worship Jesus every moment of your life. Jesus today, Jesus yesterday, Jesus tomorrow, Jesus forever. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.